Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
We are in Jeremiah chapter 18 from verses 1. We will finish what he started. Because he sees the end from the beginning. So therefore, whatever you see today, it is a finished product. A finished product. I'll be sharing with you about Jeremiah. Jeremiah came this particular moment and he was very low in his ministry. And he's called to go and speak to a people, and a people that has turned back, their backs upon God. God is sending him to a people that is mocking the vessel in the potter. He sent to the people of Judah that they have done whatever they can to mock God. In other words, he was sent to a backslidden people. Jeremiah is just so low, he's just down, he doesn't know what to do, but he has to go and do the work. Jeremiah is coming in a way he cannot explain anybody else. But he's so confident that much as the things are not good, he's still trusting God. So he comes in a place of the evil worshippers, but who did not start by worshipping evils. He's sent to the people that were delivered by God from the land of Egypt, from the slavery. But this time round, they are worshipping their strength, they are worshipping their ministries, they are worshipping their marriages, they are worshipping their children, how they are good, how they are smart. They are worshipping so many things, and including the images and the carved images that were there by then. You understand, if I'm to take us back before we go to the message. In chapter 15, God is speaking to Jeremiah and he's saying, Jeremiah, it is until you receive a discernment spirit so that you may become my voice and my mouth. That is 15, Jeremiah, and verses 19. Verses 17 is showing us, chapter 17, the Bible is showing us the sin and how sinful is the Judah as a people. And what they were doing by then, it was not that they wanted to do it or to do them. But they did those stuff because they had waited for what they wanted and did not come in their own time. And yet, God is the God of times. And his own timing is the right for the humans. Our key verse is going to be in Isaiah 64 verses 8. I want us to focus this morning or this afternoon. Why is it we are going what we are going through? To some of us, we think that's because we are cursed. To others, we think it's because of the sins we are going through. Jeremiah is sent to a people that used to be of God and now they are no more. But at the same time, God is still loving them. God is still seeing them as a finished product. God is still saying that what I started in these people, much as they are worshiping idols, I will deliver them again. And Jeremiah, these scriptures we are about to read, they are showing us how merciful is our God and how sinful is human being. Hallelujah. Jeremiah is in a place where he used to prophesy. She used to prophesy, but because of the situations that are going on around her or around him, he cannot do it anymore because he is overwhelmed. And because of his overwhelmed, he cannot see the powerful, the greatness of God. Jeremiah is trying to do it as he used to do it, but he is not doing it. But Jeremiah is remembering something behind him that is not all about prophecy or prophesying or proclaiming, but it is all about the ability to proclaim the word of the Lord. Jeremiah is encouraging him, and this afternoon, this morning, I'm encouraging someone. It is not all about what you can do in the Lord. It is all about the ability, the force that causes you to do it, the power of God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah is in a place where he cannot explain anybody. And there's someone in this room, the situation you are into at the moment, you cannot explain. Even your siblings cannot understand it. But because God sees the end from the beginning, because he sees it from the end, from the beginning, he's doing it now. He's doing it now. We're going to share a parable of a potter and the clay. I love this, and I do believe someone is going to be helped. Why I started with Jeremiah? Because we will end up what the Lord spoke in verses 6 of Jeremiah 18. I am reading for us. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." Then I went to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of the clay was made in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, "O house of Israel, can I not do it with you as this potter? Says the Lord. Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so you are in my hand, O house of Israel." Praise Jesus. So this is the people Jeremiah is sent to. They are scattered, they are broken, they are in tears, they don't know what is going on. But God is saying, I will do like I am doing to this clay. This message goes to the prophets. Prophets, we have prophesied, and messages have not come to like be tangible. This message to those who are in the sanctuary, to those who are online, the message is for you, Jeremiah, the prophets and your offices. There is a wave of anointing that is coming for the prophets in a way that they will never struggle in prophesying. There's an anointing that is coming for the prophets in a way that they will never be scared of any man or any woman before them, but they will speak the oracles of God unhindered. There is an anointing that is coming for the prophets. Ladies and gentlemen, when the prophets are seeing well, the entire body of Christ can be instructed and directed. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing for the prophets. We thank you, Lord, for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. we are seeing a scenario of a particular vessel that is broken and no man can heal or can mend. We are seeing Ramandra Bro Zidibakai. We are seeing a particular vessel in this room, online. We are seeing a particular marriage that cannot be mended. There is a particular marriage the Lord is healing, because the truth, it is about to be tangible in their lives. Thank you, Jesus. The potter is God himself. The clay is us as humans or as vessels. And the message here is, how could God do things and be broken into his hands? And yet God is so powerful, so stronger than any strongest thing you have ever thought of. And God is saying what he was doing. He's showing us that as he was preparing the hearts of Israel, instead of doing what they were supposed to do, they turned their backs upon him. As the church in the pandemic, as we continue to seek his face, something somewhere went wrong. And because of that, he's saying, I am coming back to finish what I started before I wind up the whole world. In the midst, in the pandemic, in the month of April, May, and June, something terrible was supposed to happen upon the Church of Christ. But thank God for those who cried unto the Lord for the body of Christ to stand. 3 months, month of April, month of May, and June, it was the Church of Christ was the target. But we want to thank God and appreciate God for those women and men of God who cried unto the Lord in their closet, on the lines, wherever they've been, and the Lord, listen, the Lord stopped coronavirus in June because it was so much. This wave came to sweep off the humans. But we thank God for the voices that did not keep silent. In the morning they prayed, in the afternoon they prayed, in different languages they prayed. We kandalabakaya. They proclaimed the word of the Lord upon humans, and we are so grateful for those women of God and men of God. And this scenario is so shocking. The potter is molding and is struggling with something that is not talking. I want you to see the situation they were going through. It is like a clay. A clay cannot talk. A clay has to be put, the water has to be put on the clay. The clay has to be in the hands of the potter. And the clay has to be somewhere. There is a situation. It has no eyes. It has no mouth. There is a situation. But it has a mouth that keeps on talking unto you. But the Lord is saying, whether it is still talking, because it is like a pain in your body. It is still talking. Oh God. Oh. In the night it speaks. May God touch your life. May God heal you totally in Jesus' name. Total healing in Jesus' name. God allowed Judah to sin in a different, terrible, terrible sin beyond our sins. I don't know if it is beyond our sins. We cannot compare sins, but they are all sins. But still, God is still saying, I loved them to death. Therefore, they cannot simply go like that. I will bring them back. If you look at this scene touched me so much. We'll go back to the pot again. Let's first go to chapter 17 of Jeremiah. Just like four verses, and I'll go back to the potter. it says Judah's sin and punishment. The sin of Judah was written with a pen of iron. With the point of a diamond, it is engraved on the tablet of their heart. Can you imagine a sin to be engraved in a way that everybody reads it? I just want to show you why God is saying, I have to finish what I started. Number two, he says, while their children remember their altars and their wooden images by the green trees on the hill, on the high hills, or mountain in the field, I will give as a plunder your wealth, all your treasures, and your high places of sin within all your borders. And you, even yourself, shall let go of your heritage, which I will give you. And I will cause you to serve your enemies, God forbid, in the land which you do not know. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. Those are the things I was reading this when I was preparing this message. I said, how merciful is my God? He's talking about the sin of humans he died for. And at the same time, in Jeremiah 18, verses 6, he said, Jeremiah, go prophesy to them. Won't I help them again? Can you imagine? This side they are killing, they are stealing, they are fornicating. And this side, God is saying, I will finish what I started. He is a merciful God. And he will finish what he started. It is his command, it is his will. He will finish what he started in your life and in my life and in the body of Christ. Now let's go back to the potter. The potter is molding, and is molding a clay that cannot say, don't touch me. As I was studying, the Lord was speaking to me that if he's touching my anger, I should not say, God, don't touch it. I should be like a clay. If he's healing me from jealousy, I should not say anything. I have to be silent and be mum until he removes it to the maximum. Hallelujah. The clay reminded me of sins that is going on in the human body. In the vessel of God like me. I'm not talking about you. But he's talking about something he started molding. Ever since we came to the Lord, he started molding. The potter started molding. And ever since he started removing that spirit or that habit or that unclean tongue or unclean eye. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying, when I'm doing my work, leave me alone. Allow me to finish my work. If I am touching the spirit of fornication and adultery, allow me to uproot it because it does not belong to you. The clay did not say anything. He kept silent. But yet it was the one that was broken. I want to share with you a little bit about the potter. Things I'm just touching here and there, don't worry. Someone will get, by the time we leave this place, you'll get what you have to get. Don't worry about what is going on, how the message is coming. Pick your word and go with it. The prophet Jeremiah is sent to go and prophesy. But to my understanding, what I saw in Jeremiah, verses 4, I think, God is saying, come, go to the place where I will cause your ears to hear. He's not, I will cause you to see. That means there's something that is going on in this vessel that is the prophetic office or the office of a prophet. I do believe that Jeremiah can see, but he cannot hear. Why is it sent to the valley where the potter is molding, and the Lord is saying, I'm causing you to hear. What does that mean? If the Lord is making something inside of you, you need to be your ears need to be connected to his speaking. God wants you to hear, not with this, but with your spirit man. Because why am I bringing this? God is talking to Jeremiah, and at the same time, he can hear. And then he's saying, when you reach there, I'll cause you to hear. That means there's another ear. Said, I need another ear. That is the spiritual ear I need. I need another eye. I need another eye. Hallelujah. The eye that sees like Jesus, the ear that hears like Jesus. I want to share with you a little bit that what touched me about the potter. The potter, when he was molding, he is not getting tired of the clay. Get your message there. The potter is molding and is not getting tired of the clay. How many times do we sin? He's not getting tired of our sins. How many times did we steal and is not? Some of you steal the tithes. Thieves. Hey, under arrest. He's not getting tired. Number two, the potter is not throwing away the clay that is made. The clay that is not that is spoiled. The clay that people doesn't want is the clay God needs. The church that is not doing well is the church the Lord is in need of. The marriage that is not in the right way is the one that the potter is in need of. The potter is not throwing away the vessel that sins every day. Can you imagine how merciful God is? He's not getting tired of you because he wants to finish what he started. Number three, the potter. The potter is not confused of what he is molding. The potter is not confused of what is going on in Joyce's life because he's aware. So I'm encouraging the people of God, do not be deceived by the situations you're going through. He is not confused like you're confused. And he won't be confused like the situations are confusing you. Okay? Yeah. He continued to mold. The potter is thinking of why the clay cannot get spoiled in his hands. No. He knows that ever since he called you, you've been refusing to serve God. But still, you are still in his hands. Rekila haya. Pastors, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, he's not going to throw you away. He's going to finish what he started in pastors' lives. Children of pastors, he's whether you go to the left, to the right, he's going to finish what he started. Some of the pastors' children, they are going wayward every now and then. He's not done with you yet, because you are his vessel and you are in his hands. Does that mean only the pastor's children alone? All the children, they are in his hands. Jehovah is his name. Sovereign God, in his sovereignty, he's doing a beautiful work in your life, and he won't allow you to simply go. He's saying these words. The potter is planning to crush the clay and mold again. The plans of the potter is to break already what is broken. He's breaking what is already broken. Because what caused the clay to be broken, it wasn't God. So he's breaking it so much so that the design he designed the very first day, when he thought of your life, when he thought of my life, that it can be true and in good shape. The potter is saying, much as this clay has been in my hands for so long, and I've been trying to mold it and it's not doing anything, this time around, I am finishing what I started. I just feel the message. I am finishing what I started. May I speak to us, the people who found the potter when he was molding, to the people who saw the clay when it was spoiled. Have a message for us. To the people who saw the clay that is so much messed, Rikamayahaya. To the clay that was thrown, there are some clays that were thrown away because of the eyes of the people. But the eye of the Lord is still on the clay. The eyes of the potter are still on the clay. Hallelujah. So what happens is, if the clay cannot talk, then that me who has a mouth, I have authority over that one that cannot talk. There are some things in life, in your life, that have been so much whispering. You have authority. I hear the Spirit of God saying, I have authority and I have given you authority over those stuff. The message once again is the clay must know that I am in charge. The potter is in charge of the clay. And as the clay is in potter's hands, same as humans and God's hands. And I am the clay, I am the potter, and we are the clay. Isaiah 64 verses 8. The Lord, he's on a mission of finishing the product he started. And when people are seeing you in a mess, for him, he's seeing a finished product. When people are seeing, and even the diseases, when they attack your body, they know very well that you are a finished product. So you need to encourage yourself and see, even if you're feeling pain here, but I am a finished product. I am walking as a total healing. But now, oh Lord, let's start from verses 7. There's a reason why, but now, oh Lord. And there is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have consumed us because of your iniquities. It was a moment of Jeremiah again. This message is the prophet, the potter, and the clay. And then there's a wheel later. But the Lord is saying to us that if these people manage to recognize that there is something that is going on and is wrong, that means the potter is in charge. Those are the one of the things that shows the potter is in charge. If you sin and you still feel like, oh God, is it me again? The potter is in charge. But now, oh Lord, you are our Father. That means the potter has good plans for the clay. If the clay is made, if the clay is spoiled, if the clay is destroyed, and at the same time is still in the potter's hands, there is a good plan for you, for me, and for you online in Jesus' name. He is our Father. He's showing us that in my sovereignty, I have done everything and I'll continue to do everything in my power. The Holy Spirit inside of you, he can confirm, and you can confirm, and you can witness the whisper of the Holy Spirit that whatever sin that is inside of you cannot handle the clay. Because the potter is in charge. And the potter is holy. Hallelujah. But now, oh Lord, you are our Father. You are the clay. We are the clay. And you are our potter. And all we are the work, and all we are the work of your hand. Now imagine, if I start asking God, God, why am I having pain here? Why am I Have you heard any clay saying anything? The Lord is teaching us as vessels. Whether you feel pain or not, speak to the pain. The pain is the will. That pain that is in your body for years, that situation that has not going anywhere, is been the will for years and years. Our lives are like a will. But the point is, how big is the will? That is not the point. How center is this will? I do believe when the potter was molding, he put the will in the right place. And he put it in the center in order to get the right message, the right vessel. Everything that is disturbing you today, the Lord is molding you. The Lord is teaching you. Rika Babaha. The Lord is teaching you. I was in the midst of prayer. I was paused by the Holy Spirit and saying, do not be troubled by the people who will say anything because you have ever sat with them. Because I brought these people to train you to understand when to talk and when to keep quiet. Do you have anyone around you and is going around talking about you? It was a training. You love them. The Lord spoke to me vividly that it was a training. Don't be shocked. Am I a gospel? No, you're not. The name of the clay did not change because it was made in the hands of the potter. It remained a clay. Even this morning, even this afternoon, you are still a clay. And the people will be healed. God can use them as a wheel to spin your faith. Have you ever heard someone speaking a word and it feels like you're crushed? How can this person do this when I've helped them? And that language is not of God. I've never helped anybody. You're just a clay. I received a huge message. I've been asking a question for years. How could someone who used to be a friend of yours become an enemy? Have you ever asked that question? Someone you loved. Someone who loved me. Now they cannot talk to me. Now I can't talk to them. What is that? It is because God is still molding me and you. Get the message, church. This is the right message. The people who loved you so much and now you cannot connect. Students, you have those students. Men of God, you have those men of God, your fellow men of God. Women of God, you have our fellow women of God. There was a moment you could talk everything. Now you are. So even if he comes back, I will zip up. You know why you're talking like that? Because now you are finished product concerning that area. Your tongue now is a finished product. The Lord is molding his church. Kataba is just crushing whatever does not make sense in his presence. The potter is saying, I am not ready to lose clay B, clay C, clay A. I am not ready to lose them. And the Bible talks about, let's go back to Jeremiah 18. If the clay, if we are the clay and God is the potter, then there's something we need to learn. That I have to know where I stand and I need to know where God stands in my life. Could it be that my heart is Jesus is the center of my heart. And if Jesus is not the center of my heart, then there's something else that has moved my heart from the center, being Jesus. It happened to the children of Judah, Israelites, how God separated them from other people in the world. And they forgot him. And they ran away from the God who speaks, and they went to the God who does not speak. Have you ever seen the Chinese gods that you have in their restaurants? Can you imagine? At least you worship somebody instead of worshiping such thing. God is talking to us. Let the clay remain a clay. Let the potter be a potter. A clay has to be silent, has to yield unto the potter. A clay has to submit to the word of the potter. Amen. The mission of God in your life is to help you, not to kill you. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, the vessel cannot be finished until understands the one who is their maker. The reason why we are still struggling to hear the voice of God is because we have not actually gotten what is going on, the potter, the difference between the potter and the clay. The reason why you say, I helped them and they did not come to me, you have not understood the work of the potter and you as your role as a clay. Myself as well, I'm speaking to myself, I'm not speaking to anybody. The reason why we use the word help is because we have never encountered with the God who crushes and who molds and who finishes the product. The reason why we are still complaining, why God is not touching my situation, why God is not answering me, you do not know who you are and you do not know your maker. But the moment you encounter with your maker, you will feel his greatness. You will feel his power. You will feel his calmness. You will feel his love. You will never hurt anybody the moment you encounter with the potter. And the clay can testify that he felt the hands of the potter. To some of us, we can testify that when I could not forgive and forget, now I can stand and testify. Another word that came was, why is it we forgive and we do not forget? Because we do not know the law of a clay and we continue to go on. God, I'm so sorry. God, I'm so sorry. You do not know your role. If you have repented, if you have forgiven, if someone has come to you and you have forgiven this person, just forget. Because God is not going to remember what you sinned. Know the difference between the clay and the potter. Isaiah told the people, he said, guys, we are just clay. And if you want to know very well that you are a clay, Genesis chapter 2, I think, verses 6 and 7, you find that you are a clay and I am a clay. Let me read this verse for us. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Now, he is not saying that I am doing it today only, but I am continuing with you until to the coming of the Lord. The journey you started in the Lord, it is not of stopping when you are full of the Holy Spirit. It is not to stop when you started prophesying. It is not when you started preaching. It is not stopping when you started a church. It continues and on and on. And why are we backsliding today? We do not know our role and we do not know the role of our maker. That's why we are backsliding. But maybe to encourage us that much as God is so merciful, we cannot continue to do bad stuff because he's a merciful God. He who began a good work, what kind of a good work he started in you? He gave you salvation, and salvation was a journey ever since you received the word of God. He's been making you, he's been molding you. Up to today, he's still molding me. So when you find me struggling, I am a mere clay, but in God's hands. A spoiled clay,
but in God's hands. Hallelujah. I want us to read this scripture as well. When people ask, I'm repeating it again, that when people see unfinished product, God is seeing a finished product. Starting from today, you are a finished product. It is up to you to make sure that you are not doing a role of a potter, you are a clay. Hallelujah. And then when God is talking about this verse, let me just go a little bit on this verse. When God is talking about that what he started in our lives, he has to accomplish it till to the day of Christ coming. That means that it is a journey. Salvation is a journey. If you find your brother on your way, for you are not a married one, pick him and go with him. If you find your sister, your mama, pick her up and walk with her. For the potter, that messed up person is in God's hands. Hallelujah. Let us read this scripture again. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 23 to 24. When God is talking, Apostle Paul was talking to speaking to the church of Philippi, he was saying to them that the one who began a good work in your life is the one to accomplish it till Jesus is coming. That means he's telling the church to be on move of waiting and being aware of the next wave or the next move of God. There is a place, there's a place where we need to be as per now. As I was reading the Bible, I felt like there's a place where I need to be, because the place of yesterday is gone and I am still in need. I don't know about you. Reading the scriptures, and it's like they're the same scriptures, and it's like they're not doing anything. We are heading somewhere in Jesus' name. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blamelessly at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our role as a clay, that we may walk with the God of peace. You enter into a place and they feel peace. You do not enter into a place and say, oh, ha, she's here. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. Himself is the one who sanctifies us completely. That's what he was doing. That's what he was doing in this clay. The devil is a liar. Nobody who carries his name. We carry the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the God of peace is saying, I am the one who sanctifies this potter, this vessel, not the potter. The potter we have seen is God. So God is on a mission of sanctifying us till to the end. He's not stopping in the middle. Even the potter did not stop in the middle. Hallelujah. God is taking us into a particular place, a place of holiness. A place of holiness. You enter and people start repenting. You enter into a place and the people are convicted, not because of your presence, but the presence you carry. You enter into a room and the people started feeling convicted by the Holy Spirit, not by you. When you know your role, the Holy Spirit will carry you. Know your role and allow God to have his way. He's sanctifying the God of peace. He's sanctifying us till to the end. And may your spirit and your soul and your body. He's not sanctifying your soul and stops there. He's not sanctifying your body and stops there. He's completely touching even your body. Friends, our God is a merciful God. Let's go, number 24. It says, he who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it.
what he started, he will surely do it. He will surely accomplish it. Hallelujah. We are about to finish. I just feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking to us that we should not sit and count the sins we have done in salvation. But we should allow the Holy Spirit to continue to convict us and to go back to him and say, give me grace to repent. Because it is so easy for us to count the sins, and that's why we cannot forget what we were forgiven from. So forget, please. Put them aside. Whatever you have already repented, don't go back to them. Don't sin anymore in Jesus' name. 1 Peter verses 5 and 10. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. The Lord is showing us, he's encouraging us that what he started in you, he's finishing it now. And he's not stopping from cleansing your soul or your spirit, but I'm touching your body as well, that you may be healed. I do believe God is tired of seeing pain in your body. Can someone just cry unto the Lord this afternoon, that let God touch your body today in Jesus' name. From verses 10, please. Okay, thank you. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm. Will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Now, I mean, this is the God. He's talking these words and he's speaking to this person. The whole night I did not even feel his presence. The whole night I felt like, because of what I am going through, I'm just giving you a scenario of God, of whom God is talking to. That if he is the God, is the merciful God. He's encouraging us not to count the sins, not to stick on what you sinned yesterday. Come on, move on. This is the word of God. Move on, repent and move on. Hallelujah. After you have suffered a little while, what you're going through is for a little while. The clay, as they were making it, it was made for a little while. And then the potter planted it, molded it again. I believe God wants to speak to someone now. He has already spoken. And he's telling Jeremiah that the people I am showing you, they are like this clay. He's saying to the prophet that the people I have sent you to, they are like this clay. They have gone astray, but I am still their God. Tell the people who have been worshiping the idols, tell them that I am still their God. Tell them that I am still there and I am watching. They are doing it in my hands, in other words. We are sinning in his hands. Will you go with this afternoon? That everything you're doing, whether good or bad, you're doing it in his hands. You are hurting in his hands. He's so merciful. You're loving in his arms. Jesus wants us to come back. Come back to our normal senses. Like how the prodigal son remembered that I cannot continue to eat with pigs. The church cannot continue as we've been. Much as we are in his hands, choose one side you need to go for. Tell the children of Israel, as I have molded this clay till to the end, that's what I'm going to do in their lives. Bow your heads and I pray for us.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.